Speaking during a meeting with journalists and other stakeholders at the Bulawayo Press Club last night, Jekich Kakano, one of the panelists of the Information and Media Panel of Inquiry, or IMPI, said the fact that the Commission's report has been made public gives interested parties an opportunity to compel the government to act. Chikakano, also a legal officer of the Zimbabwe chapter of the Media Institute of Southern Africa, or MISA, was responding to concerns raised by some of the participants at the meeting that the government may choose not to implement recommendations contained in the report. She said despite the fact that IMPI's terms of reference were only limited to gathering information from the public and producing a report, without going further to deal with how recommendations would be implemented, journalists should not sit on their laurels but continue to work with other stakeholders in pushing the government to guarantee that the recommendations are put in place.
There are different platforms that are available to us. And I suppose at this juncture, we might not be able to say which one is the best, but definitely the opportunities are there. The fact that they made this a public document gives us leverage. If we had finished this process and then hidden this report in their offices, then it would have been a very different story. We would be doing guesswork and they could probably tell us different stories about the fate of this report. But the fact that it's in the public, it gives us leverage to demand what it is we want to demand as far as the report
was produced following the findings of a 28-member panel which was appointed in December 2013 by the then Information Minister Jonathan Moyo to look into the state of media in Zimbabwe. Urging the media to publicize the report as much as possible, Chikakano said part of the findings reveal that Zimbabwe lags behind most countries in the Southern African Development Community bloc in terms of freedom of expression and access to information, a view shared by Brian Mangwende, another IMPI panelist who also attended the meeting.
I think we are falling far behind, far, far behind from the expected media freedom and expression that we need to have in this country in order for us to have a free society and people who can express themselves without fear of freedom. We have a long way to go. We are far behind and we need to make strides, and recommendations are there on how we should do it and why we should do it.
Programs officer Tabani Moyo of MISA Zimbabwe told Studio 7 that most of the findings and recommendations of the report vindicate his organization's consistent call for the repeal of laws like the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act and the Criminal Codification and Reform Act, as such laws both curtail and criminalize freedom of expression.
This report is one of these scientific process or tools that have authenticated the many decades worth of advocacy that we have been carrying out, insisting that firstly the laws that are governing Zimbabwe are archaic, they don't belong to 21st century human existence. Secondly, insisting that their repeal is immediate rather than a deferment. We are insisting that the report is one of the progressive tools that have come out of post-independence inquiries.
Yesterday, MISA held a meeting with Charamba as a result of perceptions that he wants to block public discussions on the over 600-page IMPI report following reports in the state media. Charamba has promised to convene an all-stakeholders meeting to discuss the report, paving way for the implementation of its recommendations. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.